Let's pray over this message. Lord, I thank you, Father God, for your word today, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are the teacher of the church that you receive from Jesus, and you reveal it to me, Lord. I'm leaning on you, Holy Spirit, and I'm not leaning to my own understanding. In all my ways, Lord, I'm acknowledging you. I'm acknowledging your presence and your power and your ability. And, Father, I just thank you, Lord, that we hear from heaven today. That, Lord, our lives are touched and changed by your glory. And we thank you for that, Father. Yes. That your word is precious. It's more precious than the money we just put in these offerings, Lord. Because your word is your son. And, Father, we just thank you for that word this morning. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you'll flip over to the book of Romans, I'm going to start a series and we're going to get on the wagon and we're going to ride. We're going to hook up and we're going to ride this wagon as long as it's going to take us. It's going to take us into the final frontier. Amen. And it's going to be talking about divine guidance. Hearing from God, knowing when to give, when not to give, how much to give, how much not to give. Where to go, where not to go. It's all about divine guidance. And we all need that every day, yeah. Young or old. And we need to be teaching it and we need to be listening because we need guidance in this earth. Yes. Amen. Yes. Jesus didn't get up every morning and said, I'm going to go do what I want to do. He prayed and he said, Lord, what would you have me to do? Where would you have me to go? What city would you have me to go to? And who would you have me to minister to? And it's important that we be on God's plan and not our plan. Amen? Because we got a destiny. He has a destination for each one of us. And it's good. Jeremiah talked about the plans that God has for us are good. Amen. We have a future and a bright expected end. But we have a role to play. Somebody said you got two ears and one mouth. That means we need to hear more than we need to be speaking. Amen?
Amen.
We need to be listening. Amen. When our spouse speaks, I know sometimes it wants to go in one ear and out the other, but we need to take it in and listen. How much more the things of God? Amen. In Romans 8, 11 through 14, Paul knew something about divine guidance. I'm going to take you back a little bit because I want us to read Romans 8, and we're just going to start in verse 1. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in who? Christ, the anointed one, the Messiah. Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, say, has made me free. Has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did. See, the law can't save you. The law couldn't help us. All it did was strengthen sin in us. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, all things are possible with who? What was we singing this morning? God, with all things are possible, sent his Son in the likeness of this flesh. Of sinful flesh. We don't want to forget that. On account of sin, that is why he condemned sin in the flesh. We're talking about God put his Spirit in sinful flesh that was created here on the earth, passed on, and that Spirit condemned it, judged it. This is God. It's possible with him, but it's impossible with your mind to think about it. When Jesus became flesh, he condemned the flesh he became. Because he was God. He was judging that flesh, and he did it and submitted his will to God and did it in that fleshful body. And then he nailed it to the cross, this sinful flesh that he was in. Now, he never committed sin. I'm just talking about the flesh that was on him. It had the ability to sin, but there was something greater on the inside of him. He was God in that body, in that flesh, and he lived it sinless. For those who live according to the flesh, they set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, capital S, Spirit of God, those who live that way set their minds on the things of the Spirit of God. Verse 6, for to be carnally minded, flesh minded, is death. But to be spiritually minded, who wants some life and peace? Bring it on, Jesus. Give me life and peace. Well, he has. He has. Because the carnal mind is enmity. It's against God. For it is not subject to the law of God. What is the law of God? Life in Christ Jesus. See, the mind doesn't understand that. But we got to renew that mind. Amen. Reprogram that mind. That you're created to love God. That's what you were created to do. Body, mind. So then those who are in the flesh, they cannot please God. There's going to be times you're going to get in the flesh and God still loves you. He hasn't changed his mind about you, but you're not going to please him in the flesh. And when you step back after you've done whatever you've done, you feel it. It's condemnation. It's the devil. He's like, I got you. But there's something greater on the inside of you. 1 John 1:9 says, if I sin, confess my sin, he's faithful and just to forgive me. He's already forgiven you that. He's faithful and just. He's forgiven you. But we can live higher. Divine guidance. We're talking about being led by the Spirit of God. But you are not in the flesh. Yeah, what are you saying, preacher? I'm in the flesh. I'm in this body. Paul was, oh, who shall save me, this wretched man that I am? What I want to do, I do not do. But what I don't want to do, I do. Who shall save me? Thanks be unto God who always gives you the victory. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. If you're born again, you've got His Spirit on the inside of you. Don't let the devil tell you you don't. Amen. Something, the greater one is on the inside of you, and Jesus said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. See, the devil wants you to think God comes and goes, and you're gonna when he's gone, you're just going to fall. You're going to fail. God doesn't come and go. He's always there. Even though we don't walk in the Spirit, He's right there. We can grieve the Holy Spirit. He doesn't leave. We can grieve Him, but He doesn't leave. Amen? Because He's been assigned to you. Once you get born again, you're sealed, vacuum-packed, preserved. Amen. You have a guarantee. That's the guarantee that Terry was talking about. You're vacuum-packed and sealed. Amen. No man's going to snatch you out of your hand, out of the Father's hand. I'm getting ahead, but that's okay. If Christ is in you, verse 10, the body is dead because of sin. Cecil, just say, I'm a dead man. Now, we're not talking about your spirit. We're talking about your flesh. I'm a dead man. See, when sin, when you're tempted, say, I'm dead. You can't tempt me, sin. I'm dead. I'm already dead. Amen. You know, if you've got a corpse laying here in the floor and you go kick the corpse, is the corpse going to say, ouch, don't kick me that hard? He's dead. That body's dead. So when sin comes, what are you here for? I'm dead. What do you want to tempt me for, devil? I'm already dead. I'm dead unto sin, but I'm alive unto God. Amen. So get behind me, devil. I'm going to walk in this flesh and glorify God in it. Right. Amen? Amen. Yes. Amen. It can be done. We can do it. If Christ, the Holy One, is on the inside of you, the body's dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. You're not alive. You're not right because of who you are. You're right because of who He is. Right. He's made you righteous. Yes. Therefore, say, I am the righteousness of God in Him. But if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and He does, He who raised Christ from the dead shall also give life to your mortal bodies through His Spirit who dwells in you. Amen. Now, we're getting to where we're going to be talking about. Number 12. Therefore, since I said all that, Larry, we are debtors not to this flesh, according to the flesh. For if we live according to the flesh, you will die. But if the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For we are not, here's the verse I want you to know. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. I'm talking about you this morning. Sons and daughters. We're not going to be led by the flesh. We're going to be led by the Spirit. And those that are led by the Spirit of God, we are the sons of God. Amen. We act like who we are in created in His image. So to be led by the Spirit of God, you need to know that. Being led by the Spirit of God is not as difficult as sometimes we think it might be. We can simplify the concept by doing this. Identifying Christ, and Reed helped us here, as the great shepherd. Jesus Christ, He is the greatest shepherd that ever walked on this earth. Jesus wants to lead you and me into every level of spiritual development. Every level. And he's not going to lead you to another level until you understand this level. Maturity. So don't get ahead of him. Follow. Jesus said, follow me. Everyone that he asked to come in, he said, follow me. And once he left, he said, now you go out. You go out because you followed. Now you know the great shepherd. You know the heart of the shepherd. See, to follow somebody, you got to know them. You got to know their heart. You got to know who they are, what they're about. Jesus wants to lead us into safety, provision, health, and every aspect of divine purpose. Divine purpose. And that's included. Your finances is included. Amen? Your provision, your health, it's all about divine appointments. So let's talk about this great shepherd that Reed has already opened up the door to. Let's look in the book of Hebrews. Now we're talking about divine guidance, so to be led divinely, you need to know the divine, right? Amen. So the more we know of him, the more we'll be in the right path and the right place at the right time. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and y'all didn't know, did somebody set my clock? Somebody changed my clock, didn't they? Did somebody do that this morning? Is it not right? It's 10:05. It's really, it ain't 11. Is it 11:05? Yeah. I got another hour here. Let's see, 10. Y'all thought y'all were getting out early today, didn't you? Hebrews 13:20. Let's look at Hebrews 13. Let's start at verse 18. Paul is saying, pray for us, for we are confident that we have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. You're talking about, this is Paul the apostle who murdered people, but now he says, he's saying that I have a good conscience in all things, desiring to live honorably. What was Paul doing? He was forgetting the past. He was dead to his flesh, and he was alive unto God. But I especially urge you to do this, that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, remember we're talking about that law of life in Christ Jesus, may the God of peace who brought up our Lord Jesus from the dead, that great shepherd, couldn't kill him. The grave couldn't hold him. Amen? That great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant. Make you complete. This needs to be your prayer. This needs to be my prayer. Lord, make me complete in every good work to do your will. You pray that prayer. God is faithful and just. He will make you complete. How are you going to be complete in him? He's going to show you more of his character, more of his plan that he has for your life. Amen? To do his good will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, not through your flesh, Mark, not through my flesh, but through his son, Jesus Christ. That's how he's going to make you complete. He's looking at you and he's looking at Jesus. And he's going to conform you to his image if you'll submit to it. To whom be glory forever and ever, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, our great shepherd is our example. Divine guidance, we got to know this great shepherd. Who he is and what he has and what he has done and what he has accomplished. Jesus is the good shepherd. John 10:11. Let's flip over. I'm gonna run you through the Bible a little bit this morning. That's the only way we're going to get to know him, right? Amen. We got to learn of him. We don't have the flesh body Jesus Christ here in the flesh, but we have his word. Peter said, I have a more, if an angel comes to you, Terry, and says this and says that, Peter says, I have a more sure word of prophecy. Don't you just believe any angel. You just don't believe any prophet, any preacher. You go to the word of God. You go to your great shepherd. What has Jesus said? Because I'm going to miss it sometimes. I'm going to say something that actually our mind sometimes, it takes our tongue and it just says something totally opposite. Amen? And that's where we stand corrected. Come up and correct. Hey, Pastor, you know you said Peter instead of James, right? You know, you might get in the wrong book, but that's okay. Take correction, but what's in your heart? What's coming out your heart is what matters. Because out of it flows the issues of life. Jesus is the good shepherd. John 10:11 says, well, let me take it back. Let's look at John 10, verses 7. Jesus said to them again, Most assuredly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be what? Saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's his purpose. That's who Jesus is. He has all the Godhead bodily in him, all his fullness. And he wants to pour it into you, amen, and into me. I am the door. If anyone enters me, he will be saved and will go in and out. Read, in and out of them pastures freely, in and out. In and out. He's the key. He has the key. He's the door. Amen. We come to him, we can go, we're no longer in bondage. Once we come to him, we get set free. He's the good shepherd. Yes. We can go in and out in pastures. He's there to provide. We go in and eat and we go out and have a good time. Enjoy what God has given us and help others and bring others into the sheep. Fold. Remember, the pastors don't make sheep. Sheep make sheep. We go out here and we tell the gospel, we get people born again. That's what God's called us to do as believers. Go lay hands on the sick, not just in church, out in the world. Listen to the shepherd. The thief does not come. In other words, here's the purpose. The thief comes but to accept to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life. There's that law of life in Christ Jesus again. That you may have life and you may have it more abundantly. Not just some, abundantly. Amen. That's the great shepherd. That's the good shepherd. Divine plan, divine purpose, divine destiny. Jesus says that his sheep hear his voice. You're a sheep. I'm a sheep. And we're following the great shepherd. So we've got to hear his voice. Colette, how do you know Larry's voice? You what now?
When I hear it.
How do you know that's Larry? I'm gonna plug at you this morning.
I've been married to him
for 45 years. I know the man. I know his voice. In the morning, in the evening, at supper time. She has become familiar with Larry. She can say, she can finish his sentence. Amen? Because they know one another. They have fellowship one for another. Amen? She knows his voice. A stranger's voice she ain't going to cook for. Amen? Now, I'm saying she would give to her. Y'all know what I'm saying. A stranger comes to her house, says, it's time for breakfast. You better get to your own house. See, that's a stranger's voice. She's not following that voice. So, as likewise, we are the sheep of our great shepherd. We hear his voice. We know his voice. John 10:27 says, as you're right there, flip on over if you need to, a couple pages. Jesus said, let's look in verse 25. Jesus answered them, because the Jews were asking him questions. Jesus answered them, I told you and you do not believe. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But you do not believe because you are not my sheep. Amen? As I said to you, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Verse 28, and I give them, the great shepherd, the good shepherd, I give them eternal life. And there's only one great shepherd who can give eternal life, and that's Jesus Christ, the Son of God. He is the great shepherd. This is where this divine plan, this divine guidance has got to come from. Now, I'm here to help you, but don't look to the pastor to be your divine guide. See, I'm here to help you know the shepherd, amen, and know his word, because you've got to count on your relationship with him in this world and not your pastor. Your pastor here is helped to take from the Holy Spirit and give to you, and then you have to become what I call a self-feeder. You got to feed on the word yourself and grow and build your relationship with God. Jesus said in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice. If you heard Jesus call you into salvation, which he has, you can hear his voice for any other directions you're going to need. See, that's the most important one. I heard when he called, I believe. Lord, now help my unbelief. See, just be honest. We've got some unbelief a lot of times that's going to deal with us. until we're perfected, until this sin body, this sinful flesh that I'm in becomes redeemed, we're going to have temptations are going to hit us. Unbelief's going to hit us. We don't need to deny that unbelief ain't going to come. But the more we can be in tune and spend time in the pasture with our shepherd, the more we're going to resist, that's not his voice. See, that's how you're going to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Is that's not the voice. That's not peace. We're going to get there, but that's not peace. That's not life and peace. That don't sound right. It don't feel right. Now, when I say feel, we're not going by an emotion. We're going by a witness. A witness. There's a witness. See, if Larry said something to Colette that is totally out of left field, and she knows that Larry wouldn't do that. She knows, she doesn't feel it with her mind. She knows it. See, you go past your feelings, you go to no one. She has a witness. That ain't Larry. So that's not a witness. That's how I want you to learn to be led by the Spirit of God. You have a witness on the inside of you. It's the Holy Spirit. He's a person. Now, you might hear an audible voice, but we're not to be led by that audible voice. We're to be led by our spirit, that small, still voice that says, that ain't right. Kind of get a little bit ahead of myself, but I think I need to say things at certain times. If you call Jesus and he's called you salvation, you can hear his voice. Say, I can
hear his voice
for direction.
For direction.
And I know them, he said. Notice he didn't say, we know him. I'm going to say it again. Jesus said, I know them and they hear my voice. He didn't say, and they know me. He said, I know them. Notice, he's indicating that as our shepherd, he knows us. He knows us in and out.
Amen.
He knows you like the back of your hand. God knows you. He knows the intents and desires of your heart. He knows all your needs before you need them.
Amen.
Completely, he knows what you need. He knew we needed this water fountain. Let's not get all raveled about it. Let's just do it. Whatever plan, there's a plan there. Now, we're talking about being led by God. Terry, Larry, who's ever involved, just ask some questions. Lord, what do we need to do? Now, I mean, this is a good time to practice. And he'll make that plan work out easy. Things are already lined up. We just got to get in line with his plan. Because he wants it to be simple. Amen? Life and peace. Life and peace. And just go to the shepherd. Just a good example to throw out there this morning. Amen? See, because we like that water, but we like the living water better. Jesus says, I am the living water.
Amen.
If we'll listen to him, we'll do things in a way that don't feel right, Lord. That ain't the way we always did it. All right, that's a good key right there. What's the shepherd saying to do? He knows what we need to do before we do it. We just need to ask him, submit ourselves to him. And he said, they know my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. We want to be a sheep. We don't want to be a goat, right? The goats are always saying, but. See, we need to get our butts out the way. Amen? We need to go the right way. Go God's way, right? Sometimes it ain't going to feel good. It ain't going to feel right. Remember, Jesus spit and made mud and was spit on mud at a certain time and put in people's eyes because they were blind. And he said, now go wash. Well, why couldn't he just say, let your eyes be opened up? I don't know. He's God. If God told Jesus to spit on the ground and make some mud and put in his eyes, Jesus did it. He didn't question what the Father said to do. That brother, he might have, I don't know. He might have had a vision of God putting mud on his eyes. I don't know. See, we don't know what he knew. But we know he had faith to believe. And then he went and washed. And they came to him and said, how did you see? The Sadducees, I think it was done on the Sabbath day. They had a problem with it. The man said, I don't know what it is. I don't know who the man was. All I know is I was blind, and now I see.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Amen.
Who needs to know the ins and outs? Give praise to God is what he was saying.
Amen.
Get off your butt and get out of your hypocrisy and look into God.
Yes.
He opens the eyes of the blind.
Amen.
Give him praise.
Hallelujah.
They wanted to go in there because it was a Sabbath day. Our God doesn't heal on the Sabbath day. That's right. They wasn't serving God the Father. They were serving the Godfather. The devil. He's always wanting something.
All right.
You come to church and pay us And then we'll see about praying to God and you get your healing. See, that's hypocrisy. That's not God. That's not the image we're looking for. Amen? Be led by the Spirit of God and hear God. Jesus said, and they follow me. Jesus is stating by faith that if one of his sheep knows God's will, you will do it. If you believe God and believe what he said, you're going to do it. And if you don't do it, don't try to say, it was my faith, it was it. You're just not believing God. Amen. Just be honest with yourself. Lord, I got some unbelief here. I need some help. I'm not there yet, Lord. Help me. When that guy asked for help, my unbelief, Jesus helped him with it. He's there to help us. Amen. Let's just be honest with God in certain areas of our life. We don't deny the facts. We just deny those facts to come against what's on the inside of us. That's not what the shepherd, that's not who Jesus is. And I'm not operating there, and I need to get there. So, Lord, help me. Lord, help me with the time clock. It's going, whew. It's just the clock. It's just a clock on the wall. We must discern. We must discern his voice from all these other voices. Amen. Sometimes these voices are going to sound, that sounds pretty good. But everything that sounds good is not God. Amen. Everything that glitters is not gold. See, his word is more precious than gold and silver. Mm-hmm. So we got to discern between all these other voices. Let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians. We're talking about divine guidance, how to hear from God in every area of your life. Doesn't matter. Lord, should I get a red color for my fingernails or blue? Well, he's probably going to leave that choice up to you, but still, what you're doing is you're disciplining yourself. I don't want to do what I want to do. Lord, I want what the color you made for my eyes. How am I on fingernail polish? I need to get over to golf clubs. Lord, I'm looking for a good golf club. You know, just getting out there. Just involve God in every area of your life is what I'm saying. Amen. The little things. Because he can let you know what store to go to get that fingernail polish on the clearance. See, that color didn't look good on somebody else. We're going to clear this thing out for 50% off. I just heard from God. We're not going to Walmart. We're going down to the other store where that stuff's at. God's there to help you out. Amen? Amen. Right. He wants you to be a good steward of everything he's given you. Yes. All right, I said let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. I went too far. How many know the Corinthians, they had a zeal for God, a zeal for spiritual gifts, but they were lacking a little bit of understanding. Amen? They needed a good shepherd to shepherd them for a little bit, right? Get everything kind of woven together. Say, okay, now we need to prophesy, but you need to prophesy when it's right. You need to speak in tongues, but then you need to prophesy. See, they just needed a shepherd to get all these gifts in order. In order. Nothing wrong with the gifts, but you got to have it in order to where it makes sense. So we can walk it out here in this life. So 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 10. Well, I always want to take you back. I just don't like putting you right in the middle of a conversation. Go up to verse 6. This is talking about tongues being interpreted in the church. It says, but now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you unless... Did he say, don't speak in tongues? No. He said, if I come to you speaking in tongues in a church service, is what he's talking about, what shall I profit you unless I speak to you further by what? Revelation. And by knowledge, by prophesying, or by teaching. Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound... In other words, when Daniel blows that trumpet, and if I try to come blow that trumpet, it ain't going to sound like Daniel. See, because Daniel knows how to blow a trumpet, and I don't. So unless they make a distinct sound, how will it be known what is piped or played? So he could play something, you know that tune. But now if I get my lips on it and go, that's about what it's going to sound like. You're not going to know what I'm trying to play. For if the trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who will prepare for battle? See, it was important to make a battle sound through that trumpet because they know that voice of the trumpet. It's time to go to battle, right? So we're talking about hearing from God and hearing His voice. So likewise, Paul's saying, unless you utter by the tongue words easy to understand, how will it be known what is spoken? What am I going to know what to do? The pastor just spoke 10,000 words in tongues, but he didn't give a prophecy. What do we do? He prayed to God, but what did God say to him? See, then we need to prophesy. For you will be speaking into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of languages, or we could say voices, in the world, and none of them is not without significance. In other words, each voice has a purpose. Significant, has a purpose. Okay, there's a lot of voices, and they're not God's voices. The devil has a lot of enemies out there, and he's using people to be speaking things. Well, I think you need to do this. Well, I think you need to do that. And they'll come to the pastor and say that, well, pastor, I think you need to do this, and you need to do that. Or the teacher, Sunday school teacher. Well, what is God telling you? Because, see, that's the main importance. What's God speaking to you, to your heart? There's many voices, and we got to learn to discern, is this the voice of God? Is this my voice? Or is this the devil's voice? And then we got to make a choice. And see, there's the critical point. Then you got to make a choice. Therefore, verse 11, if I do not know the meaning of the language, if I do not know the voice, I shall be what? A foreigner, a stranger. What did Jesus say? My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice, a foreigner, they will not listen to. I shall be a foreigner to him who speaks, and he who speaks will be a foreigner to me. Even so, verse 12, since you are zealous for spiritual gifts, let it be for what? The edification of the church. It's not about me. Lord, let me hear from you what the people need to hear. That's what Solomon's prayer was, Lord. Lord, give me a heart of wisdom that I can instruct your people. And he got wisdom, and God gave him all the gold and the silver that you could not even imagine came along with that. He had a big crowd. Amen? His father left him a lot of stuff. Now, Solomon ended up, we know how the end of the story went. He didn't get him, he had a lot of issues that he didn't deal with. He didn't hear from the great shepherd. He heard from the wolf. From the wolf, amen? That wolf had a, it's called his flesh mainly. What does the flesh want to do? So we must discern between the voices. And I'm going to try to probably close right here. Let's go to the book of Hebrews again. Hebrews chapter 5. There are many voices, and they make all significant points. When it gets time to re-elect our president, our congressman, there's a lot of voices. You need me. You need to vote for me. This is what I'm going to do for you. We need to be led by God, so we'll make the right choice. See, all those voices, I don't know that person. I haven't grown up with that person. I don't know if I can trust his word or not. But God knows, Jesus knows him or her. And he knows what they believe and what they'll do. But I don't. The Holy Spirit is sent to show us all things. All things. So we can be led, right? And we can make the right choice. And how much greater our nation will go if we make the right choices. So goes the nation. So goes the presidency. So goes the nation. You know, there's a lot of voices coming out of Washington that leads our nation to good or bad. So that we can have what? Life and peace. That's what the Bible says. Pray for your leaders. Pray for those around the world that we may live a life full of peace. Amen? We must mature to learn to discern between the voices. Hebrews 5, 11 through 14. Of whom we have much to say and hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing. Verse 12, for through by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness. For he is a babe. Okay, what determines the difference here? But solid food belongs to those who are of a full age. That is, those who by reason of use, You need to underline that in your Bible. Reason of use, have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. God's voice and leading will lead to good in your lives. Every other voice is a deception of evil and will lead to a bad end. That's the discerner that we've got to make right there. That's what he's saying. And the only way you're going to do that, and the only way I'm going to do that, but solid food, this is your solid food. The milk was when you first got born again. You were hungry, you were desired, you got in the Word, you were just soaking all this stuff up, putting all this milk in your body, and your body was growing, and you really didn't even know it. But you needed the milk, you needed the milk, you needed the milk. But now, as you grow, as a child grows, once mom and daddy tells them you do this, you do that, you do this, you don't do that, you do this, you don't do that, they come to a certain age where they start acting on what they believe. In other words, they don't run out into the street because mama said there's a big truck out there that might not see you. So they look both ways, and especially when you're driving, you look both ways again. And even as you're pulling out, you look both ways again because some people out there in the rain don't turn their headlights on. And I'm talking about in the pouring down rain, and you get ready to turn, and you just happen to see something in your side view mirror, and you're like, where in the world did that come from? And nobody has their lights on. That's not a time to get in the flesh. It's a time to stay in the Spirit. God bless you, Lord. Give them a revelation of what the difference between light and darkness is. Because I can't see that darkness. I can't see that car, but I can see those lights. Amen? Lord, let them know that. See, love them. Don't shoot evil out there toward them. By use is what Paul's saying here. By use, solid food, this is your solid food. But you've got to use it. Because he's saying, by use, you will have your senses. You keep using this word, believing this word, speaking this word, acting on this word. No matter what's going on in your life, you keep believing it. You keep eating it. You keep speaking it. You keep saying it. By reason of use, you're going to come to say, this is God and this ain't God. I don't care what I'm feeling. We're talking about divine guidance. I'm not going to be head-led. I'm not going to be emotion-led. I'm not going to be led by my spouse. I'm not going to be led by my government. I'm not going to be led by my bank account. I'm going to be led. Those that are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. That's who you are, and that's how we need to be led. Amen? I'm not going to be led by circumstances. My leading is going to change those circumstances. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. I am hearing my shepherd, and I'm coming out of this valley. It might be dark right now, but I'm bringing light into this darkness. And I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. I said I'm walking through the valley of the shadow of death. If there's a shadow being cast and it's death, it's not God's shadow. You need to get out of that valley. Amen? Because when the sun brings his light, there is no shadow of darkness. It's just light. Amen? And we need to be walking in the light of his word. And if we walk in the light of his word, we'll be able to know this don't feel right. It has nothing to do with your head. It has all to do with your heart. And I'll just close with this. It's getting close to where it's getting springtime, summertime. That means it's watermelon time. It's cantaloupe time. It's tomato time. I don't eat tomatoes, but when I have a watermelon and I cut that sucker right down the middle, if I'm the one cutting it, what am I going to eat first? Give me another name for that sinner. Heart. I'm going to eat the heart of that melon because that's the best part. It's got all the good, juicy sweetness in it. See, that's how you're to be led by the Spirit of God, not by your head, but by the very heart of your shepherd. And that's that. The heart of that watermelon or that cantaloupe is called the core. It's the very center, the very goodness, the very heart of the makeup of that melon. And that's where you're led by the Spirit of God, is not by your head. See, that's if you're led by what you've been trained. See, you're being led by your head. You got to be led by your knower. You could actually call it your seamer. We might get there eventually in this series. Your seamer, S-E-A-M-E-R. No, S-E-E-M-E-R. Because when Dr. Luke wrote Acts, and he wrote the book of Luke, he said when he started to Theopolis, it just seemed good. that I write this. It seemed good. Didn't feel good. It seemed. And it talked about how he just had an impression that it seemed that I might write this. And see, that the Holy Spirit was giving him a witness. He was witnessing that I need to write this, what happened to me. Luke didn't know it was going to be written in the book, in the Bible that we have today, but God did.
Amen.
And he impressed him, and it seemed good. So that's how you want to be led by this. That's how you're going to make right choices. It seemed good to give that amount. It didn't seem good. You'll have that little just, it won't be. You eat that core of that watermelon and it's sour. You ever had a sour piece of watermelon? And it's all, you know, it's already, it's got too ripe and it's got sour. Have you ever had sour milk? You know, it looks good. It looks like milk, but then you take that, I can even smell it before it hits my, I've learned to discern. We use my nose. It don't even smell right. I know what the taste is going to be like. But if it hits your belly, oh, sour milk. See, that's how your seamer, your witness, the Holy Spirit, if it's not God, it'll be sour milk. I ain't talking about a feeling. I'm talking about a knowing, a seamer. It's not God. It don't seem like God. And you don't have to pray again. It ain't God. Amen? Because he won't lead you astray. So we're going to learn how to hear his voice, and it's going to help us make some choices this year and in our future. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, let's come in agreement with that. There's some things right now that you're dealing with. There's some things that we're all dealing with right now. Amen? But by the Spirit of God, let's agree that we're going to hear the shepherd's voice. Determine right now that you're going to hear the shepherd's voice, and you're going to discern between right or wrong, and he's going to help you make the right choice. And ask for the little things. Believe God in these little things. Lord, should I go here? Lord, should I do that? And start exercising. Make it fun. We used to, as the kids were growing up, we'd push the button on the elevators and say, all right, now ask the Holy Ghost which one's coming up, this one or this one. Have fun. It's going to be that one. Well, if they missed it, well, you missed it. You didn't hear from God. See, just be honest. Lord, I missed it. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I thank you right now, Lord. We thank you right now for Holy Spirit, for your guidance, that you guide and you know every aspect of our lives. Father, I just thank you right now, Lord, that your people was able to discern between good and evil. Lord, we hear your voice. And Lord, we have decisions that we have to make every day, Father. And we're determining to put you in the center of those decisions, Lord. We want you in the center of everything that we do. And we worship you and we honor you with our lives and we submit to you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that your sheep, we will hear your voice. And we will learn to hear your voice better and better and make the right choices. Well, we can hit 100% every day, Lord. And we're just going to make that our mark, Lord. Make that our goal to hear from you specifically every day in Jesus' name.